Well, a cruise ship off the Caribbean island of St. Lucia remains under quarantine after someone on board contracted the measles. It's unclear what happens next for the 300 people on the ship. But in the midst of this ongoing global measles outbreak, there have been a lot of questions about who may need a measles booster shot. Joining us now is Dr. William Schaffner, professor at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And I have to say, every time I hear another story about another piece of this measles outbreak, I wonder about all of the people in this country who may have been vaccinated so long ago that they don't even know what the status of their own vaccination is. I have to say, I texted my mom and said, by the way, we were vaccinated for measles, weren't we? And she said, yes, yes, you were. But at what point do kids get vaccinated for this? And how long does the vaccination last?
Well, children start to be vaccinated either at 12 or 15 months of age, and then they get a second dose, usually at age 4, 5, or 6, somewhere in there. Fortunately, the protection from the vaccine is lifelong for 97% of us. So that's really an excellent vaccine.
So there's no booster shot needed as an adult?
There's no booster shot needed for an adult. Now, that said, if you're an adult who was vaccinated before 1989 and you're going to an area of the world where there's ongoing measles transmission, you might want to review your status to make sure you got vaccinated. And if there's any insecurity, just get another dose of MMR to be sure.
Now, there's another piece of this, too, because we just spoke with the director of the CDC last week, Dr. Robert Redfield, who laid out two categories of older adults who may have different immunities to measles. Here he is.
Those of us that were born before 1957 are really assumed to have had wild-type measles and are immune for life. There is a small group that were vaccinated between 1963 and 1967 that may have received a killed vaccine, which is not as efficacious.
Okay, so that confuses things a little bit. Tell us more about what people should know if they were born in those years.
Well, if they were born in those years, they may have received the very first measles vaccine, which, as Dr. Redfield said, was a killed vaccine that turned out not to work very well because its protection waned very rapidly. Many of those people subsequently received the vaccine we're using now, a live vaccine. But if you're a traveler, as I said, to a place where there is measles that's being transmitted internationally, or if you're one of those adults who's living in a current community where there's measles, and there's any kind of insecurity about your measles protection, you can just get a dose of MMR, the measles-containing vaccine. It won't hurt you in either way, and it can provide some peace of mind.
If you have come in contact with someone who has measles, but you yourself are vaccinated, can you pass measles on to a third person?
No, you will not, because your protection will prevent that from happening. So you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting people around you because you will not be a transmitter.
What do you think needs to happen right now, Dr. Schaffner, to get this measles outbreak under control and make sure that next week and the week after that and the week after that, we're not hearing story after story about a new outbreak somewhere else in the world?
You've just heard me sigh, because every child that is unvaccinated, if they were vaccinated today, this problem would end completely in 2 weeks. The issue really is unvaccinated children. We need to extend the protection of the vaccine to all of those children, and we can once again eliminate measles from the United States.
That is Dr. William Schaffner, a professor at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Dr. Schaffner, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.